Corey Antimer has the time to reflect, and he looks and realizes that 2 million of his people have died. And therefore, he begins to believe the prophecies. And he makes an attempt to repent, but his soul will not be comforted. And we have to ask why. And the reason why is that his idea of repenting was to stop doing the evil things that he has done. And but he does not turn to Christ. He does not submit himself to Christ. All he does, as men often do, say that they will just stop doing something, meaning they want to repent of themselves. Well, then he decides that he'll write Shiz, who is the head of the New Order Army, and he asks to ask him if he will just take the kingdom and stop the war. But Shiz says that he will only if Coriantumr will allow himself to be executed in front of the people. Well, the people really can see that that this is a gross act of revenge, and that the revenge will never stop there. So they become angry with the people behind Shiz, and therefore, in verse 8, the war commences. And Coriantumr's army is then able to win for a time. But after a while, then they all stop, and they go throughout the land, gathering all the people together to strengthen each side. And it took them 4 years, and obviously they compelled everyone that they had to choose a side and come to war. So then it says in verse 15, the war began, and that women and children were also armed. And so they fight at a stalemate for 2 more days until they've slaughtered the greater part of what was there. And then again Coriantumr asks Shiz to stop and just take the kingdom. But now it says that he has become so bloodthirsty and hateful that the devil has complete control over him. And it shows that if we continue in the ways of Satan, that Satan can finally have a hold on us, that we will verily accomplish all of his work, which is the complete destruction of man, even down to destroying ourselves. And the point is that, again, Shiz was after this new order, and they claimed to be the ones who were after the order of God. But as you continue to follow the Satan, he will slowly take you to the point that you are completely his, doing his work, which is completely motivated by hate. Well, then says they have 3 more days of fighting, and only 120 men remain. And then they fight for 2 more days. And finally, everyone is either dead or fallen with for loss of blood or fainted. And so during this time, Coriantumr looks up and he tries to flee with his men. But on the next day, the men of Shiz overtake him, and they have a battle, and at the end, all that remains is Coriantumr. Now, it's difficult to read this chapter because in a lot of cases, there isn't a lot of we could say, doctrine in it. But what is the point then? The point is that this can happen to you, and it's a gross tale. But when it's such a gross tale, the authors of this, that Moroni thought that this would wake you up and say, my goodness, I don't want something that terrible to happen to me. But instead, we read it and we say, oh, that's so terrible, that obviously would never happen to us. And the devil will slowly lead you down to hell and taking one step at a time. Finally, even he'll enter you into what you claim to be a just war or a just battle, and then he'll slowly build that hate into you until everything is based on hate, and he will seal you up his. And then when you think it will not happen to you, then that means that you have become self-righteous, and that you believe that and that you therefore believe they have that chosen people attitude, and that you can be well assured that you are doomed, because those who have the chosen people attitude have it because they enjoy the flattering words of those who preach that chosen people attitude. In the end of this, we learn that Ether then closes the record before he dies, and he says that all that's important to him is that he's saved in the kingdom of God, again, that should be our desire. And whether the Lord wants to kill us or do whatever he wants with us, is our desire to the kingdom of God, or is it to what we're doing in this life?